My brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Archdeacon Earl Hepburn. I am the rector of the Church of the Ascension, located on the island of Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, mercifully give us faith to perceive that, according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth, even to the end of the ages. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Our scripture reading for today comes from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and while they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The Gospel of Christ. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. For us here at the Church of the Ascension, our celebrations will be marked this year with the administration of the Sacrament of Holy Confirmation, being administered by our diocesan, Bishop Laish Boyd Sr. Therefore, I ask your prayers not only for our confirmands, but also for us here at the Church of the Ascension, as we seek to carry out the mandate which Jesus left us to do. As we seek to be faithful to the Lord's work in this part of his vineyard, we should always be mindful of four things which this great feast day calls us to do. These are what I wish to share with you today. The Feast of the Ascension calls us to engage in prayer. In the Acts of the Apostles, we are told that the disciples engaged in what is called a Christian novena, 9 days of prayer, as they waited for the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And this is what each of us should be doing as we await the arrival of the Comforter. Yes, friends, we are encouraged to engage in prayer. Secondly, the Feast of the Ascension reminds us that our Lord will return to this earth again, one day, in a similar way in which he departed, upon the clouds. Therefore, we should be eagerly awaiting his return. Also, this great feast day reminds us that the ascended Lord continues to intercede for you and me as he sits at his Father's right hand in glory. Yes, Jesus continues his job of praying for us. And isn't it good to know, friends, that we have someone doing this for us at all times? Make no mistake about it. This is what Jesus is doing for us each and every day on high. Lastly, this great feast day also reminds us of one of the great promises made to us by the Lord. For he promised to send us the Advocate, the Comforter, who will lead us and guide us into all truth, and who will also strengthen us to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and all Samaria, even to the ends of the earth. This is why we can celebrate this great feast of the Ascension with so much joy and excitement, all because we know that our Lord will keep his promise to us. May you be blessed on this Ascension Day. And as you await our Lord's return, while engaging in prayer, expect to receive the gift of God's Holy Spirit so that you too can continue the Lord's mission here on this earth. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks for the glorious ascension of our Lord. As he continues to intercede for each and every one of us, help us to intercede for others here upon the earth, so that we may continue the mission of your church in spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth. Bless us as we celebrate this glorious feast day of the Ascension. This is our prayer, in the name of our risen and ascended Lord. Amen.